Remain standing. Brother Comparato will lead us in prayer.
Gracious Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Thy Son, Jesus our Lord, we come to Thee to thank Thee for the many blessings which have been bestowed upon us during this convention. We thank Thee also for Thy blessings which have been upon all our lives, for the knowledge of the truth which Thou have provided for us, and for the Spirit which give us to not only to thank Thee, but to serve Thee. We thank Thee for this convention, and may the blessing be bestowed upon the rest of the service, that we all may go home rich of the spirit necessary to serve thee and thy people in the spirit that thou hast called us to. Heavenly Father, we ask thy guidance also in this other service, which is going to be, which is the testimonial to all thy blessing to the rest of the friends, wherever they may be and listen to, that there may be also joy to them to see what progress there is done in thy service. We ask that thy assistance will be with us all through our life, that we may glorify thy name and thy Son, our Jesus Lord. We ask in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
When I received my convention program and I noticed this for 3:15 on Monday, the convention speaks, I was wondering just what this was going to be like. And perhaps you had the same experience. Well, Brother Raymond Krupa is going to explain to us just what this means. The convention speaks. Brother Krupa.
Thank you, Brother Ed. During this session of the convention, it is our desire to come amongst you and to interview a few of our brethren here with the hope that we can get just a little bit better acquainted, and perhaps you will also be able to realize that other brethren are having some wonderful experiences and the Lord is blessing them in a marvelous way too. So we'll come to this brother. Brother, you are who?
Brother Guy of Dundee, Scotland.
Scotland. Why, you certainly come a long way to the convention. How long have you been in the truth?
Just 50 years, brother, that's all.
50 years. Well, that's a wonderful record.
Consecrated at 16 years of age and baptized at that time.
Is that right? That's wonderful. You have an ecclesia there in Dundee, Scotland?
A small ecclesia, yes, mostly elderly brethren, but nevertheless it's a little place where we can meet together and talk on the Lord's word and His truth.
That's fine. You're not in that elderly class yet yourself, though.
What do you mean by that? Well, I'm coming that way. Another 3 years and I'll be 72.
Do the friends there in Scotland hear the Radio Luxembourg programs?
Yes, it's rather late there, of course. It's 11:15 at night.
Oh.
But we've had some good results.
Have you?
We're all acquainted with that hymn that says, God works in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. And we've had about 60 letters sent on to us from Liverpool, and these have been called upon. We haven't had any at all that we've been able to get to come to the meeting. Mm-hmm. One or two showed us a little bit of interest to start with, but that interest didn't last. But we have had a brother come along through the radio message, quite independent of a call from any of us.
Right.
He heard the message from Luxembourg, and he communicated, got literature, got so very much interested, and sent on for the first volume, The Divine Plan. He was so enthused with the message that he actually went to the local newspaper and advertised the Frank and Dennis broadcast.
Was that before he contacted any of the brethren?
Before he contacted any of the brethren at all.
Well, that was unusual, wasn't it?
That's why I say God works in a mysterious way. Well, that brother eventually wrote for the class study meeting, and he came amongst us. And it was only then that we found out that how this advertisement got into the newspapers. Because I had tried previous to this to get it in, and they refused the advert because it was a competitive advertising agency.
Mm-hmm.
But he had gone after they had rescinded this and got it into the papers, and we wondered why and how. Well, not only so, but as a result of that advertising in the local newspapers, a sister who had been in Dundee for 16 years had come from Australia and had been trying to contact us and failed to do so, wrote to Frank and Ernest recognizing the truth coming from there, and she also wrote for the meet if there was a local meeting and got into touch with us. So we've had two through the Frank and Ernest broadcast.
Well, that was wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Brother Guy, and we're certainly glad that you could come to the General Convention.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You are Brother...
Brother William E. Roach of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro.
That's right.
And you have a class there in Greensboro?
We certainly do, Brother Cooper. We have a very nice class there. I believe it's 19 when we're all together.
Isn't that wonderful?
Of course, you realize they are from various parts of the... Mm-hmm. Not in Greensboro all, but just different cities around about Greensboro, within a 50-mile radius, I'd say.
So some of the friends have quite a distance to drive then, don't they?
That's correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you tell us, do you ever have conventions in the area?
We had a convention in Hendersonville last weekend.
You did?
And we had a very good convention. Enjoyed it very much, and I think we all received a great blessing from it.
Well, that's grand. We're glad you have that.
I'd like to say, though, that this was brought about mainly by Brother Edney of Hendersonville. He is the, you might say, the ramrod of that, and we're very grateful to him mm-hmm. for his work and his efforts that he put forth in making this convention possible. We hope that in future years that we may more or less get together with the Hendersonville Ecclesia, the Greensboro Ecclesia, and we hope to have a convention, more or less a southern convention, for possibly some of the brethren in Richmond, Washington, D.C., can come down. We are hoping that, and we are working to that end. Of course, we are looking to the Lord for help and guidance along that line.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. I suppose that could be a southern convention for northern brethren, too, couldn't it?
It certainly could. That's
indeed.
Good.
The Edneys aren't here, are they?
No, they couldn't come, but they do send their love to all the brethren here, all those who know them, and they certainly would have liked to have been here, but they couldn't.
Well, thank
time.
You, Brother Roach. Thank you for that message of love.
Thank you.
And this is Sister...
Dorothy Ferryman.
And you're from...
Bidwell, Ohio.
I don't believe we've ever met you before, have we?
No, this is my first convention.
Is that right? And how did you come into the truth?
Through the radio.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. I suppose someone called on you?
No.
No?
Nobody.
Nobody did, huh?
I just ordered some booklets, began studying.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. We certainly are thrilled that you could come to the convention, and we know the Lord will continue to bless you in all of your studies. This is Sister?
Sister Overby from Chicago.
How long have you been in the truth?
About 3 years, since 1952.
Uh-huh. Is the General Convention a kind of anniversary for you?
Or? Yes, this is my third convention. Last year I was immersed, I have so many wonderful experiences that I'm very thankful to the Lord.
Well, that's wonderful. It's nice and it's encouraging to know that the Lord is blessing you, and we're happy to have you here, too. This is Brother
Charles Carpenter, upstate New York, near Syracuse.
And how many general conventions have you attended?
This is our very first one. Well, we hope there are many more.
Well, we hope so, too. Could you tell us how you came into the truth?
Well, I was born and raised one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and, of course, highly indoctrinated. My entire family, father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters.
Well, the whole family really covers it.
Were among Jehovah's Witnesses, and it was only natural that we become active. My wife and I were pioneers. That was full-time work in that organization for a long time. And it was in that work that we came in contact with the truth. In our regular door-to-door witnessing, we contacted an elderly brother. We arranged for Bible studies in his home, and after two or three, he left a Dawn magazine laying on the coffee table one evening.
Hmm.
And of course, the cover right away announcing Christ's presence, that took our eye. We never saw another magazine with that on, and it was just a matter of time from then on.
Well, that's wonderful. Have you attended any other conventions besides the general convention?
Oh, yes. We were in the Labor Day convention in Brooklyn last fall, and the very nice convention in Rochester just a month or two ago.
Oh, well, that's fine. Well, we're certainly glad to have you and Sister Carpenter with us, and we hope that you continue to meet with the brethren at the general convention. Let's see, this is Brother
Brenner from Toledo, Ohio.
I see, and are you an old-timer?
Well, since 1918.
Well, that's a good record, I'm sure. Any special activities in Toledo?
Oh, well, I want to say that the ecclesia is very active, and we derive great blessings from the Lord in distributing tracts and advertising the kingdom in the newspapers and the Toledo Blade and the outlying papers like Sandusky and Finley. Quite a good response from Finley, Fremont, Tiffin, Defiance, and so forth. And we aim to keep it up. It's a little expensive, but still, I think the Lord blesses the work. And as far as the Toledo Ecclesia is concerned, I think we all are behind this work of advertising the presence of the King, and it's enjoyable work to know that we have the privilege, the blessing of announcing the change of dispensation, announcing that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ.
Church. Thank you, Brother Brenner. We rejoice with you in the privilege of serving our great King. Well, I guess we could spend a lot more time in this area, but we'll swing over here now and see if we can't pick up some more information. This is Brother
Smith of Washington, D.C.
You're not a senator or a representative or anything?
Not yet, no.
Child of a king, though.
We hope to be, yes.
You have a big class there in Washington?
We have a big class in quality, but not so many in numbers. I would say we have about seven at our regular Sunday meetings, and if we have something special, like memorial or pilgrim visit, why, that may be increased to, well, 12 or 13, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But not very many in numbers.
I see. Any special activities there?
Yes, our little group is cooperating very actively with the Dawn and the Frank and Ernest program, and we're distributing tracts for the special monthly broadcast and also carrying an ad in the leading Washington paper, that is religious paper, the SAR, and that seems to be quite effective. Might I relate an incident? We have now a couple there who are coming to our meetings, and he's a member of the faculty of the University of Wyoming at Laramie.
Oh, and he's in Washington now?
He is on temporary duty there, but has to return to the University of Wyoming in September when the university reopens.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that some weeks ago he noticed our ad in the Saturday paper, and he listened in on Frank and Ernest, and became very much interested. They were going to the different denominational churches, and they were not satisfied with what they were getting. It didn't fit in with his understanding from a scientific viewpoint. And he was very much pleased with Frank and Ernest, and he got the booklet. And later on, the announcer mentioned about there possibly being meetings that they could attend, so they wrote. They got the address, and I got a beautiful copy. There was a copy of a letter from the Dawn office, and I immediately got in contact with this couple, and I was greatly delighted. They're very enthusiastic with the truth and keep on coming to our meetings. And he is going back to Laramie at the opening of the university, and he wants to make arrangements for some broadcasting station out in Wyoming. And I think he's able to finance it himself. And I told him to the best way to do would be to contact the radio department of the Dawn, which you'll probably hear from him later on. Well, we were a little disappointed that he was not going to stay with us, but we realized that, after all, the Lord's ways are greater than ours. And just as Paul was sent forth, so this new convert may be sent forth to a new field.
Yeah. That's true, very true. Well, thank you for that very encouraging experience, Brother Smith. This is Brother...
Terstall.
From where?
From Canada.
Canada.
And, I've been a long time studying the Lord's works of through Brother Russell. But I have been a long time also with the, what we call the JWs. And finally, I got tired of it, and me, my wife and I didn't go anymore. But she always used to say, we should go somewhere. And then finally, I heard Frank and Ernest. And I heard Brother Copeland's, Don Copeland. Of course, I knew his voice. And I
was
phoned,
that from years ago?
Yes, and I phoned some years ago, and I phoned the Copelands up until I came to Don. And he said...
You mean you started at the top and went right
down? Yes, right, through the phone book. And I say, oh, that's you, Don. Sure, he said, what you want? I say, I want Frank and Ernest. he says, come tomorrow and see me in my office. I said, I sure will. Wow. So since that, I was glad that I was hooked up again with the those who are studying the volumes.
Well, that's fine, Brother Terstall. We're certainly happy to have you here.
Yeah, and I certainly had a great blessing today. And I was with a brother, you know, with a brother from Newfoundland. And I had a wonderful time with him.
Good. Well, we're glad to hear that. Thank you, Brother Terstall. And this is Brother...
Brother Wynn from Birmingham.
Birmingham is
Alabama.
Where? Alabama. Uh-huh. And this is your, what, first convention?
Second convention.
Second. Having a good time?
Having a good time.
Wonderful. We're glad to have you here, too. This is Sister...
Sister Nanette Cadu from San Francisco. I don't think I have to add California.
No, I think you know that. Any special activities there in San Francisco?
Well, we can sort of say the Lord is moving in mysterious and wonderful ways there, too. He's moved several new families to the area, and the Fays being one of them. And we've been holding a series of public meetings over in Oakland, where there are many... new Frank and Ernest listeners, and we've been very pleased by the responses. The first meeting was held on a Sunday, and we had 50 of the friends out and a little over 50 of the public. And Brother Woodworth gave a talk, and since then we've been having follow-up meetings on Sunday evening. And the first time I guess there was about 8 or 9, I'm not too sure. The next time was about 4, and last Sunday it was 11, so we decided to continue until it dwindled down to nothing again.
Uh-huh.
So we're all very enthused in that area about the work that we're able to do, and also the increase in the class number.
How about, is there a class in Cupertino, or is that a suburb of San Francisco, or what is that?
Well, it's a suburb 50 miles away.
Ah, I see.
There's a very lively little class down there with Brother Stathos as the leader.
Is he a Greek brother?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And they're very active,
they're
too.
They're very active.
Well, thank you, Sister Cadu. We're very happy to have you at the convention. This is Sister...
Michka from East Paterson, New Jersey. We meet at Paterson class.
I see. Do you ever engage in any special activities?
Oh, yes. We had a couple of public meetings. We give out tracts. But we don't do too well out there.
Well, I'm sure you do. What do you do in your spare time, like some days?
Well, we write consolation folders.
I mean, you personally. You ever come out and help?
Oh, help with the dawn. Oh, yeah. That's fun for me.
Well, that's good. Thank you very much, Sister Michika. Sister Michika lives not too far away from the dawn, and she drops in to pay us a visit and help out in the work. This is Sister
Newell from San Antonio, Texas.
Way down in Texas.
That's right, in the Lone Star State.
You're rather removed from most of the friends, I suppose.
Yes, we're a bit isolated down there. That is, there are only about three classes in Texas that meet regularly. There are a number of isolated brethren out through the state, and Brother Newell oftentimes has to go out there on work and usually looks up these isolated brethren when he's in that vicinity. It's been a great blessing to us to do that, too.
Have you had any special experience, something that you might tell us in a minute or two that might be of special interest?
Well, as you know, we distribute the radio responses for Texas and Oklahoma. And through the radio responses, we have started a new class, a little class in San Antonio of the colored brethren. And they're very, very zealous. I think Brother Newell told a great deal about it, and I don't know that I could add anything more except to say that that is our special blessing today.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we're so glad that you and Brother Newell could be with us, and
Thank
we hope
you.
That we see you again next year. This is Brother...
Brother Hicks from Boston.
Boston. That's
yes.
A town famous for beans.
Yes, they say you don't know beans until you come to Boston.
Are we all invited for beans?
Oh, then? Yeah. We'll give you some beans if you come to Boston.
How long have you been in the truth, Brother Hicks?
Well, it's in the spring of 1911. I was coming home from the Episcopal Church, and I looked over my shoulder, and I happened to see a card in the window, "Where are the dead?" So I've been in the truth since.
Very good. How do you spend your vacations? You're on vacation now, I suppose. That is part of it?
No. My vacation, 2 weeks' vacation, began the 1st of July. But this is a special week off. I got the good side of the foreman, so he let me off for a week. But it's an interesting question about my vacation, brother. When I lost my wife, I said to myself, now where am I going to spend my vacation? So I thought it over, and I thought there wouldn't be a better place to spend my vacation than with the Lord's people at the dawn. So I go to the dawn and do little jobs around there, and sometimes they give me a real soft job there. You know, on my vacation I'd be looking for a soft job, so a year ago or so they give me a real soft job. What do you think it was?
I can't imagine.
Putting the windows.
Putting the windows. That's a nice soft job.
Well, you know, brother, there may be a little selfishness about this spending my vacation with the dawn, because you think of the money I'm saving instead of, you see, there's a bit of scotch in me.
Oh,
see?
Yes.
Instead of saving or spending... $75 or $100 out in the world with some seashore or in the mountains, I just go to my rich friends at the dawn and get my board and room for nothing, Mother.
I see. Well, we'll try and work you a little harder the next time. Incidentally, dear brethren, this I think is a wonderful testimony by Brother Hicks, and there's no better place, really, to spend your vacation than at the dawn, and you're welcome to do so. Just drop us a card or a letter so that we can make plans for your reception. We don't promise to have a brass band waiting for you or anything like that, but we'd like to know, and so do plan on coming and helping in the Lord's work. And we would also be happy to accept any applications for full-time service in the Lord's work at the dawn. Now, this is Sister...
Sister Clara Alexander from St. Louis, Missouri, and recently from Paterson, New Jersey.
I see. And you have been attending general conventions for a few years?
For many, many years. Each one is more inspiring than the one previously. And it's so good to see the brethren who've been faithful and continue to come, those who would like to be here and send their love.
Well, thank you very much, Sister Alexander. We're happy to have you with us. This is Brother
Crow from Muncie, Indiana.
Muncie. And you have a class there, no doubt?
Yes, we have a nice class there. I imagine around 18, 20, sometimes a few more or less. We have friends from nearby that drop in on us. And we have a nice little class at Anderson, 18 miles away, that meet with us on Sunday morning sometimes.
Oh, and do you ever meet in Anderson, Indiana?
Yes, we have a Friday night meeting there. I imagine it's been 2 years since we've been going over there. We have did have a first volume study, and now in the second volume.
I see. Well, that's
and we had endeavored to have a class over there for a number of years, and the Lord suddenly opened the way and developed a nice meeting over there, and Sister Barger here is the one of the main active ones over there, and we just get along fine.
Good. Well, we're glad that the Lord is blessing you in your experiences. Let's see, this is Brother
L.E. Mount from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And you have been at the general conventions before?
Yes, I have been blessed by the Lord. This is my fourth one. This is the first convention I came to held by the Dawn. I came here in 53, and I've attended 54, 55, and 56. And my Heavenly Father willing, and I'm still here, I hope to attend it next year. That's only, we haven't any class in Nashville. I'm the only one there that has symbolized and consecrated well. But I, like some brother, testified over there. I came into the truth first, heard the truth through an old Brother Sullivan.
Pilgrim
in 1919, a Pilgrim Brothers, when he was at the Watchtower. Mm-hmm. And his subject was the three worlds, the world that was, the world that now is, and the world to come. And with all my searching, I'd been through three of the systems, church systems, and that's the only one that I ever heard that let the Bible make any sense to me at all. Then it'd become opening up and become a reasonable book. Up to that time, I'd said it's just like everybody else, that the old fiddle that you can play any kind of tune on.
Mm-hmm. Now, inasmuch as you don't have a class there, do you ever have any activity? Do you keep yourself busy in the Lord's service?
I try to. Now, here recently, the 1st of July, I had a letter from the Dawn saying that Brother George M. Wilson was going to visit with us. The class there, of course, it is, but we're not having any class. And it struck me so that I just couldn't hardly believe it. It sounded too good to be so. And then again, it was too good not to be so.
Uh-huh.
He was to come July the 31st. And on July the 31st, he showed up. But I was getting real uneasy. I wasn't thinking we were going to get there. He got there a little late.
Oh.
I said, not right. And we, of course, we had dinner fixed for him. And
fried
Wilson,
chicken?
Well, of course, that goes with all preachers.
Oh,
you've got
yeah.
to have chicken. We really had that. And But when he got there, he said he had already been to dinner. And it wasn't just a few minutes after he got there until they began arriving. After I found out Brother Wilson was coming, then knowing him being the earnest part of the Frank and Ernest program, it gave me a good talking point, and I went out. Previously, I had written to the Dawn and got a list of the Dawn subscribers there. And I'd been out contacting them, and I knew how to contact them. And I told them I had a feast for them, that Brother Wilson was coming. And he was one they'd been listening to over the radio. But however, I might add right here that we don't get the Frank and Ernest program anymore. I don't know why. There's been many of them call me and want to know why. I said I'd try to find out. Been over a year now. I've told them I related on to the preachers, that they got a little bit strong and kind of more boycotted our station there. But anyway, after I heard Brother Wilson was coming,
I notified them all. I could by person, some by phone. And then the day of his arrival on the 31st, I got out early in the morning in my car and began traveling. I live 12 miles out of town on Highway number 70.
Just don't forget that address. That's on Highway 70, isn't it?
And I got out of my car and went out and notified him again. Now, this is the day. Now, be sure I'm looking for you tonight. And we'd never been able to get there, but three or four, five, six out at a pilgrim meeting. I requested a pilgrim meeting, and the Dawn has been very gracious in sending them to us, to just his home there. But I went out, and we had a crowd. We had, I call it a crowd. It was 17.
Well, it was a crowd.
Oh, and Brother Wilson, he talked till about 9:15. He talked a little over an hour, and they were all dead earnest and listening to him. And after the meeting was over, I thought they would go home, but they began asking questions, and it was 15 minutes to 12 before the first one left.
Oh, my.
It was 15 minutes to 12 before the first one left. And I don't think they would have gone in. I just knew that Brother Wilson and Sister Wilson was tired, and I said, well, we're just going to have to come to a close here. Then my wife accused me, though, after I got them leave, then I didn't want him to go to bed. I wanted to sit there and let him talk to me. And that is true. I have something that I would like to enumerate too in this testimony, that my wife, she has not consecrated, but she is very friendly to the truth now, for which I am very grateful and very thankful, because she was reared a Methodist, and she, and I say as much, she was strictly an honest, good Methodist too, for it took me several years to convince her, but she hasn't been to church now in two years or better. And I asked her the question not too long ago. I said, if I was to die, would you go back into the system again? And she said no. And that's that was wonderful. One of the greatest things I've had to be. And I sure do appreciate Brother Wilson's visit. And I think from the work and his talk there that I'm going to be able to create a little class there, three or four or five.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm going to contact him as soon as I go back to the convention, and I'm going to try and start a class, and I think we'll be successful. And I ask an interest in all of his prayers that I will be successful in doing that.
Very good. I'm sure that you have our united prayers, and we're glad to have your wife with us, too. This is Sister
Heinen from Long Beach, California.
Well, and you started out for this convention about how long ago?
On the 9th of March.
9th of March. Well, how come you started out that long ago?
Well, we came rather a long way. We went to the Middle East first, then to Europe, and then to New York and New Jersey, and now to Bloomington.
That would be quite a nice detour.
And we've had a few conventions along the way, I may add.
Conventions? Mm-hmm. Where was that?
Well, the first one was in Waterbury, Connecticut, on our way over.
Oh, that was before you got overseas, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I jotted down the brethren as we met them along the way, and I perhaps can take this occasion to deliver their love to the convention here, which they asked us to do, Brother Heinen and I.
Sure.
First one was Brother Baldi of Naples, Italy. He's in charge of the Italian branch of the Dawn, and a very earnest and a very zealous brother. He came to Venice, Italy, and spent a day with us there, and we felt very privileged to be with him and to hear a little of the experiences that they're having in Italy. And he mentioned a number of them, but I will just cite one or two, that the Catholic Church is not nearly as strong in Italy now as it was in days past.
Is that right?
He even had the occasion that a Baptist minister, asked him to speak in his church one Sunday night, and he could speak on anything that he wanted to, and which he took advantage of, he said. Then we met with brethren at Lausanne, Switzerland, the class there, and Brother and Sister Milan and Brother and Sister Bauman especially asked that their loving greetings be brought to the brethren in America, and it was our privilege to be at the Bloomington Convention to deliver their greetings there. As did also the class at Zurich, Switzerland, and Brother and Sister Hodler of Bern, Switzerland. And then the next group of friends that we met with was really, in one sense, the highlight of our trip, and in another sense, our trip to the Holy Land was a highlight of our trip, but they're a little bit different, but they each were really highlights. The convention at Port Rush, North Ireland, was wonderful. The brethren sent their greeting to the convention here with Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And at this convention...
Sister Heinen, is that where Sister Stinson is?
Yes, I was just going to mention Brother and Sister Pampling and Brother Murray and Sister Frances Stinson all asked specially to have their greetings for the Bloomington Convention.
Because they had attended general conventions, didn't they?
Yes. Sister Stinson was at the Dawn, I think, for a period. And as the friends may know, she has a little hotel there. And she had a cancellation the morning that she got our letter. So we were privileged to have the room of two other dear friends who could not come because of illness in their family. She had 25 in her little hotel, and 25 were staying at neighboring hotels. And she had 50 every morning for breakfast.
Well, that was like the Irish General Convention, wasn't it?
It was the Irish General Convention. And Sister Stinson and these brethren, it was the class at Londonderry who put on the convention. And they are the brethren, the former Cooneyites.
Oh.
I think many of the friends know about them. They met for 7 years and didn't realize that anyone else had the truth. Brother McEwen, who was the elder there, said, the sisters told me, he said frequently, there must be other friends who believe the same as we, but still they didn't seem to be able to contact them, but they finally did, mm-hmm. And this was their first convention in North Ireland, and it was really a blessing to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Then we met with the class at Krefeld, Germany, at Dortmund, Germany, a convention at Hanover, and the brethren at Kirchlingern, and these all send their love and greetings. It was our very happy privilege to spend 10 days at one time and then 2 days later with Sister Krista Krecker in Berlin.
She works at the Dawn office.
She works at the Dawn office, and she does the translating of the German, of the English Dawn into the German. Several of the friends mentioned how wonderfully she translated such beautiful German. Anyone who knows anything about the German language knows that it's a little bit difficult because of the articles to translate properly.
Well, Sister Heinen, excuse me, how is it that she's alone?
Brother Krecker died just a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And he was really in charge of the work there in Germany,
He was in charge of the work there. Sister Krecker has very poor eyesight. She has only 15% vision.
15%?
15%, and she still does this work. Now she says it's a blessing to her because she is able to be occupied in the Lord's service, even though it is at a cost physically.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Willie Paul and the German pilgrim, Brother Lorenzen, also sent their love and greetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met with a class at Freiburg, Germany, a brother and sister Fischer, and a class also at Mulhouse, Bernstadt in France.
Mm-hmm.
A very lovely little class, and they have a sister there who is just she was really raised in the truth, but it's just 4 years since she made it her own. Sister Margaret Schoenberg is her name, and she is really an inspiration mm-hmm. to the brethren there and to all that have the privilege of meeting her. And then the last sister that we met was a Sister Egel at Frankfurt, Germany. These all asked to be remembered to the brethren here, so I'm taking this occasion to do
Fine.
It.
Fine. Well, thank you very much, Sister Heinen. How about, just in a brief statement or two, how about the Holy Land? Were you thrilled to be there?
Oh, it was a wonderful privilege to be there, to walk where the Lord and the apostles walked, where the early church began their activities. It's really a marvelous privilege, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, that's good work.
And then to end up here at Bloomington is quite a privilege also.
Well, thank you very much,
for the opportunity
Sister
of being
Heinen.
Here.
We're glad to have you and Brother Heinen with us at the convention and to share with us these many blessings of the Lord. This is Sister
Miller from Lancaster, Pennsylvania class.
And you have a great big class there, no doubt.
Yes, we have five.
Five.
They attend very regularly, though. We have only one meeting a week, and that is on a Sunday. And we have one brother and sister who live about 14 miles from my home. They come and pick me up and take me to the meeting, and there's two friends in the city of Lancaster, and we have our little meeting, which is getting better all the time, and then they bring me back home again and go their other 14 miles.
Now, Sister Miller, I remember hearing a sister from Chicago testify that the mother of her son-in-law attends the Your class there.
It's the mother of the, that's right, the mother of the son-in-law. She come in very unexpected to the York class. I speak about the York class because it's our neighboring class.
Mm-hmm.
It's a class that isn't quite 2 years old. And we had, they had the surprise of having her coming in. She had heard of Frank and Ernest, and she'd sent in for the books, and she was got in contact with these folks in Chicago that were here yet 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and the truth they told them was so convincing, she says, I couldn't turn it down. She said, my religion wasn't strong enough to read and study someone else's, it wasn't worth very much. She had been a JW for 14 years and had worked, been a great worker. She had held two offices, and she was very active. And when she came back from Chicago, she went to the head one of the JWs in that community and handed in her resignation. She's coming along wonderful. She is just growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, that's grand.
We're all very happy.
Thank you, and we're happy with you. I understand that in connection with this sister, she asked for a class in the neighborhood, and of course, she lived in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. There was no class there. But we suggested that she contact the friends in York. And as a result of that, we also sent a carbon copy of the letter to the secretary in York, and a brother went to make the follow-up call, and he was there 8 hours. And in the meantime, he was able to explain to her many of the wonderful truths of the Bible, and consequently, she is in our fellowship today and meeting with the friends. Now, this is Sister
Brink.
From?
Kansas City.
Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Right. And I think you have attended quite a number of general conventions, haven't you?
Yes. We have, and yesterday when they were giving their Ebenezer testimony meetings, I thought, well, this is mine. Every year it is the thing that sustains me for the year to come, because I get pretty run down, as we might say, at the end of the year. I mean, I call these the beginnings of the year and the next one the end. And this is really my Ebenezer. I need the refreshing, and I certainly have enjoyed this one more than any other.
Wonderful. And we're glad to have you folks with us
here
from Kansas City. This is Brother...
You know me, do you?
Well, your face looks familiar. I remember one year at Bowling Green, you came in...
We rolled in there for 2 days, yes.
Yes, that's right.
And we got acquainted there.
We sure did.
Yeah.
We haven't been sorry ever since.
No, I haven't been sorry. I don't think I have.
Sure you haven't. You're having a good time at the convention.
You betcha. In no place like it.
You are from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Big class there?
Oh, we got a class somewhere around 15 to 20.
And rejoicing in the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we're glad to have you with us, Brother.
Thank you.
Roberts, this is Brother Comparato, as I think the friends know. You are from what class, Brother Comparato?
Rochester, New York, Brother Cooper, you know well.
And that is, what, an Italian class, or do you have an English-speaking class?
To tell you the truth, it's a mixture. We have Italian, we have English also.
Mm-hmm.
We had an Italian only for until 3 years ago, but then 3 years ago we started also in English with the hopes that we could establish also an English class, and the Lord has been helping us right along with it. Seems that He opened up the way, and we got a meeting now with 12, 13, 14 many times.
Mm.
Been a great blessing to that.
Oh.
We had experience with some family that came from Canada. They were talked by some friends in Montreal, and they come over and look for us. They said they had listened to Frank and Ernest, and they were very, very much interested. So they, one morning, we saw them come into the class. This made it very nice because it increased it to another three, and then they talked to a neighbor of theirs, which is a Jew, and they convinced him also, and then makes another one, which is really so pleasing. The Lord is blessing us right along in that line. And, of course, the Italian friends, it keeps up the amount we had. It's hard to get any more Italian friends to come over in the Italian class because very few, they come from across, and all that talk English, and those that come, that we put them in the English class as long as they understand English. See?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. Sister Comparato, would you mind telling us about the experience of those friends that you folks contacted in Pulaski, New York?
Well, I was thinking of that while Brother Comparato was talking. I thought perhaps maybe he'd mention it, but I guess he had...
Well, I didn't give him
a
chance.
He had the other things in mind. But it gave us so much joy one Sunday morning when they came into our class. And we wondered, where did these all come from? It seemed like a gift from heaven. It was so wonderful. And we had been hoping that we could... get more interested in our class and that maybe someday someone would come. So when they came in, we asked them, where are you from? And they says, from Pulaski, New York. And we wondered, and we says, well, how did you get here? Well, we've been listening to Frank and Ernest right along. And they says that they had been...
The Dawn,
I guess. They wrote to the Dawn and that they told them that there was a class in Rochester and they came. And it was 3 hours ride, and they says it was quite a ride, but we're so happy we got here. So Brother Comparato was in Italy at the time. This was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I figured, well, now what are we going to do? They come, and it was time for lunch, and I had made some sauce for spaghetti about during the week, which I have a habit sometimes, that I feel, well, maybe someone will come, and I'll have enough for someone that's going to come. So when I asked them, I says, well, I says, won't you come to my house for lunch? Oh, my, they says, we don't want to be of any trouble. I says, no, I says, I've got the sauce all done. I've been wishing for someone to come. So I says, as long as you're here now, I says, come at my home. I says, Brother Comparato's in Italy. Then I asked Brother Charles DeLido from Rochester, and I says, Brother, won't you come and make us company? And he says, sure. He says, I'll come too. So I made it very plain, and we talked all afternoon. It was wonderful. They were so happy.
Are they former JWs?
And they were formerly JWs. They had told us all the story. I can't remember everything as I go along.
Sure.
But the son was a leader in the JWs. He was kind of timid, and he wasn't quite sure whether this was the way, but he was a little discouraged, and he said that he was going to see into this more to make sure that he was in the right path. So now he is so convinced, he is so happy, and he just can't say it in words, his joy, and to express the gratitude he has to the Lord for the wonderful truth he is enjoying, and we're all rejoicing with him.
Well, thank you very much, Sister Comparato. I understand that these friends there in Pulaski now have regular meetings. It's mostly a little family. They are a mother and a father and two children, and also another sister, Tryon, that comes there. She is here, yes. We had hoped that perhaps we might get to speak with her, but she wasn't able to come to the meeting this afternoon. Now, this is Sister
Anna Chimonis from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Waterbury, Connecticut. And you have a large class there, Sister Anna?
Well, we average about 12 to 16 at a meeting.
And mostly old folks or young folks?
Well, we're mixed. Mostly older folks. And we have, well, I say half and half.
Mm-hmm. And you are, I think, quite an active class, too. Well, what are some of your activities?
Well, Brother Krupa, we mail out tracts each week. Also, we the monthly broadcast, we receive 1,000 of the tracts. We mail those out, too, using the pre-canceled stamps. And Brother Woodworth and the Dawn has cooperated with us in providing sermonettes for us, which we put in the Waterbury newspapers, and also in the Torrington Register, which has the largest circulation in the northwestern part of Connecticut.
Good.
And we are very happy to have this privilege of putting these sermons in, announcing also the Frank and Ernest broadcast in the vicinity. And the Friends, too, have... the Dawn has been very gracious to us in having us, permitting us to use the three TV films that they have, and they're hoping to show those in Connecticut in the fall. And we trust that the Lord will richly bless the Friends there, because the station that will be used will cover all of Connecticut and part of Massachusetts.
Thank you very much, Sister Ann. We are happy that you are with us, too. Now, this is Brother
Thomas from Blue Ridge, Virginia, about 14 miles east of Roanoke.
East of Roanoke. You've had quite a long trip, then, to the convention, haven't you?
Yes. About 400 miles, I guess.
400, uh-huh. What do you do for a living, Brother Thomas?
Well, I don't do very much now. I run a little store down, about the only thing I do now. I quit farming.
What is it, a general store?
A general merchandise store.
Do you ever have an opportunity to witness in connection with the store?
Yes, I give out a good deal of tracts in the store. I always make it a practice. Whenever I give a box of groceries, I put about three or four tracts in the bottom of the groceries. I have a tape recording. I got that from Los Angeles several years ago. And I use that in the back end of the store. Whenever I see anybody and I think is interested, I have time to go back and turn on a tape recording and play that.
Uh-huh.
I have got some good response from it. I lived alone there several years in the truth, but now I've got about 14 people there interested in the truth.
Well, that's wonderful.
And it's right in the Baptist settlement, too. And that's a hard one to hit.
I should say, well, thank you very much, Brother Thomas.
Thank you.
We're happy that you could come with us, and we're glad that Brother Thomas not only sells natural food, but he tries to slip in some spiritual food, too. All right, Brother Jesuit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Krupa. I think as a fitting close to this session, we'll turn to number 23. And we'll ask Brother Stamoulis and Brother Hicks to come to the platform. Let us all stand as we sing all the verses of number 23. and ask Brother Hicks to close this meeting and open the following session. Brother Hicks.
Our dear Father in heaven, we come into thy holy presence once more. We thank thee, O God, for the manifestation of thy great love to us, yea, and to all mankind. We thank thee that we can come into thy holy presence in this new and living way which thou hast provided, even through Jesus, our precious Redeemer, who redeemed us with his precious blood as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Help us, O God, to realize and appreciate more and more each day the great things thou hast done for us, the great things thou hast in store for the world. We thank thee for the glorious testimonies given to thy blessed truth of these dear ones coming to a knowledge of this blessed truth, and that they are from every nation and kindred and tongue and people, the fulfillment of thy precious word in the 107th Psalm. Now, dear Father, wilt thou bless our dear brother who is to break to us the bread of life. Wilt thou be with him? Use him to be a blessing to us, to be an inspiration to our hearts, and bless his own heart and give him words that will be a comfort to us and a blessing, and if need be, a warning. Now, our God, accept our thanks for the privilege of being at this convention and receiving the inspiration, a fresh inspiration from thy people, from the privilege of mingling with those of like precious faith. We would, dear Father, at this time bring to thee thy throne of grace those in other lands who are unable to be here and who have not the privilege of freedom that we have. We thank thee for the privilege and freedom of this land. Now bless us, dear Father, as we wait upon thee, and bless thy servant as he breaks the bread of life to us, and we give thee thanks for all these things in the name and merits of Jesus, our precious Redeemer. Amen.